Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Some aspiring sports writers crave the ticket to the most celebrated games, but commentator Bill Littlefield finds himself thinking about more humble sources of inspiration.
Recently, somebody sent me a little video titled The Allure of Horse Racing. It's a slick ad for the Triple Crown races, which have a kind of allure, certainly. But what used to lure me to horse racing was coffee at the rail at Saratoga very early on an August morning when admission is free. On some of those mornings, the mist on the track was thick and I could hear the horses turn for the stretch before I could see them. I've recalled that before. Some things are worth recalling again, and hearing the horses before you can see them come out of the mist is one of them. Nobody bets on the early morning workouts, which is probably why they're not well attended, and this, too, is part of the allure. The Triple Crown races are very well attended, and many of the people who attend them dress up for the occasions, which nobody does early in the morning at the rail in Saratoga, and that's another part of the allure. Recently, a student interested in becoming a sports writer asked me how to establish herself in the business so she could write about things like the Triple Crown, the Final Four, the World Series, and the Super Bowl. That got me to thinking about the allure of basketball games that are played in gyms rather than domes, and about a softball pitcher I met one night who could throw 100 miles an hour and did without an audience, and about a young man I met who'd turned down the opportunity to play for a major football university to be a student. For some reason, that got me thinking about a column the late and decidedly great W.C. Hines wrote about 70 years ago. Here's how he described the exodus after a college football game about which few cared then and about which nobody cares now. In the West, the dark clouds were starting to open, the sky to glow a little, the first star to show. The red taillights were strung as far as you could see, the cars moving in a great company, the dead leaves swirling behind the cars, dancing in the headlights of the ones behind. The column in which that paragraph appears wasn't titled The Allure of Football, but it could have been, couldn't it? And no credential was required to write about the parting clouds and those dead leaves dancing in the taillights. That's what I should have told that young woman who wanted to be a sports writer.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, be sure to check out this week's show. We'll hear the story of Manny Koenigsberg, who pioneered the baseball apparel fan market via New York's Manny's Baseball World. We'll also explore the intersection of music and the on-mic style of Dodgers play-by-play legend Vin Scully. And what would the sports week be without rollicking commentary from Only a Game analyst Charlie Pierce? And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.